From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Princeton professor and activist Cornel West is busy these days. He's been a regular at Occupy Wall Street protests in New York, L.A., and here in Washington.
We want to bear witness today that we know the relation between corporate greed and what goes on too often in the Supreme Court decision.
Cornel West is also a regular presence on the radio and on TV. Here, he and Reverend Al Sharpton mix it up on MSNBC.
When you end up being the public face, and if
which
Barack
is exactly
Obama ends
why,
up just being another black mascot of these
which is exactly
oligarchs,
why, as you just
be in a world
saw
of trouble.
On that film.
Calling the president the black mascot of Wall Street has earned West a lot of criticism, especially in the black community. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports that West welcomes the attention and he relishes his role as a public intellectual.
It was standing room only on a recent Sunday night in the main sanctuary of the Wilshire Boulevard Temple in Midtown Los Angeles. As applause floats up to the temple's cavernous Byzantine dome, Cornel West, dressed in his traditional black three-piece suit, white shirt, and gold cufflinks, gets passionate about the plight of America's poor and the chasm between them and the wealthy.
And it's not because the well-to-do are so smart and clever. It's because the system is designed in such a way that the benefits flow to the top.
Old Testament prophets look down from gilded murals on the temple's walls as West gives the audience a taste of how it's done at his home church, Shiloh Baptist, in Sacramento, California.
42% of our children of all colors living in or near poverty. That's a national disgrace. Right. It's a moral obscenity. It's an ethical abomination.
It's not the stance normally associated with inhabitants of the Academy's rarefied reaches. West graduated magna cum laude from Harvard in 1973. Princeton awarded him his doctorate in 1980. He's published almost 20 books, including the landmark bestsellers Race Matters and Democracy. With that kind of cred, you'd assume he'd be firmly seated in the upper reaches of a very tall ivory tower. Yet it's Cornel West's insistence on climbing down from the academic Olympus that has made him a hot commodity as one of the nation's foremost public intellectuals. His ability to mix Schopenhauer and Bootsy Collins, to quote Henry David Thoreau and Sly Stone in the same sentence, has made him accessible to the folks he and Stone both champion, everyday people.
Among us, raise your Socratic questions to the system.
To extend his reach to young folks, West made a rap album, Never Forget, A Journey of Revelations, with some heavyweight friends.
Be true to who you are and be true to the grand vision that keeps track of the least of these. Break it down, Brother Prince. What's wrong with the world today?
Then there are the cameo appearances in the Matrix series.
Comprehension is not a requisite of cooperation.
This insistence on mixing the intellectual with the popular was the catalyst for a pretty public dust-up a few years ago when West taught at Harvard. He'd gone there at the request of his friend Henry Louis Gates as part of the latter's vision for a world-class African-American studies department. But Harvard President Larry Summers thought the rapping, the movie appearances, and political endorsements were inappropriate and not sufficiently scholarly. Offended, West returned to Princeton, which welcomed him back. He's spending this year on sabbatical, using much of the time, often with talk show host Tavis Smiley, to insist that poverty be on the nation's front burner.
We can't allow Obama's charisma and brilliance to hide and conceal the suffering of not just black poor, but poor people across the board. But this
that has not been a popular move.
Obama 2012! Obama 2012!
Some of West's and Smiley's critics, like Jeanette Bush, here at a street demonstration to protest their criticism, believe the two are angry at the president because they've not received enough of his personal attention.
Well, I know when it originally started because President Obama didn't want to come to his little, you know, thing, and it just seemed to just keep going on and on and on, and it's like, can you let go?
That clearly irritates West.
What we're talking about is so much bigger than us. The problem is that so many persons who look at this, cast it as if it's just about us. But we're trying to focus on the causes. We're trying to focus on the social misery and the suffering that's out there.
He and Smiley took a minute before their Wilshire Temple appearance to clarify for others what is already clear to them.
I think that sometimes in life when you do the kind of work that Dr. West and I are attempting to do, you are misunderstood. I think that when you are in this line of work, there are times when you're going to be challenged, sometimes with merit, sometimes without merit.
There has been particular offense at West's work with Ralph Nader. He and Nader are suggesting that a third-party candidate run against Barack Obama in the coming Democratic primaries. Some black observers feel this could draw important votes away from Obama, as they believe Nader drew from Al Gore in the 2000 election. West disagrees.
My dear brother Ralph Nader, he's been an exemplary citizen in so many different ways, whether you agree or disagree with him. And his idea is simply to have some robust conversation and debate within the Democratic primary so that the president doesn't run all by himself and ends up just with uncritical adulation rather than critical interrogation.
Not everyone thinks West is wrong to push the president to do more for the poor. George Curry is a Washington, D.C.-based syndicated columnist.
Cornel West is absolutely correct when he said the president has not paid enough attention to poverty and the plight of joblessness among African Americans. He is absolutely correct.
However, Curry says, the way in which West has couched his criticism has turned off a number of black Americans who might otherwise listen to him.
He is wrong to start name-calling because then the conversation becomes over his name-calling instead of the substance of his critique.
West admits sometimes that hurts.
It can be painful when you're thoroughly misunderstood, especially by friends and sometimes former friends, you know. But, I mean, that was all right, though. That goes with the territory, too.
It's what his hero James Baldwin liked to call the price of the ticket.
You have to try to be true to yourself, even as you're open to criticisms.
Cornel West sees himself acting in the tradition of the Old Testament prophets, men who were sometimes reviled by the people they were attempting to wake up. It's partly why the black suit has become his trademark. Warriors for justice, West says, have to wear their cemetery clothes, just in case. So even though it angers some people, the self-described Shiloh Baptist kind of brother intends to take the advice of his R&B hero, the late Curtis Mayfield.
Keep on pushing.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
I can't stop now.